Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Money Girl Podcast. I'm Laura Adams, and I really appreciate you downloading this week's show, number 375, called How to Save Money During the Holidays. As always, you'll find a transcript of the show with additional resources on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. While you're on the site, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter for exclusive tips and advice. And I always love getting your money questions, so please email them to me at money@quickanddirtytips.com, or you could post them on the Money Girl Facebook page. In today's show, we'll talk about how to survive the holiday season without overspending and overindulging. You know what I'm talking about, right? It starts innocently enough at Halloween and ends with a bang at midnight on New Year's Eve. Yes, unfortunately, the holidays are that short time of year when we undo many of the good things we previously accomplished for both our physical and financial health. During the holiday season, the average American gains 5 to 7 pounds and racks up several hundred dollars in credit card debt. Heck, we spend almost $3 billion just on Halloween candy. Now, I have a serious sweet tooth, and I love a huge Thanksgiving plate as much as the next person. And I also know what it's like to get caught up in too much consumerism and shopping during the holidays. However, there is a line between enjoying yourself and overindulging, which is really different for everyone. So my goal is to help you find that line for yourself so you have a joyous holiday season that you don't end up regretting. So here are 5 tips to save money and avoid overspending during the holidays. Tip number 1, create a giving plan. Before Thanksgiving, begin thinking about every person who you'd like to give a gift, such as family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, teachers, the mailman, the doorman, and so on. Get everyone down on your list. Create a giving plan by estimating a gift amount for each person, even if you have no idea what to give him or her yet. Add up your total estimated gift amount and see if it works for your budget. Also, don't forget to add expenses like wrapping paper, cards, and postage. If the total is more than you can afford or want to pay, you have 2 options. You can reduce the estimated gift amounts for some or all of the people on your giving plan, or you can cut people from your giving plan. To reduce costs, you could buy less expensive items, or make an economical batch of something homemade and from the heart, such as cookies or tree ornaments. It's also nice to have extras of homemade gifts so you can reciprocate when someone gives you a gift that you didn't expect to receive. Tip number 2, shop strategically. It's important to know the maximum amount you can spend on each person before you start shopping. That's because there are a lot of distractions and temptations out there. Shopping online certainly saves time and makes it easy to quickly compare prices to find the best deal. Staying home also cuts those extra expenses that usually come up when you go out, like buying gas for the car, eating out, and self-gifting. I did a 2-part podcast called 8 Smart Ways to Spend Less and Save More Money. It includes a bunch of online and offline shopping tips. It's one that you definitely don't want to miss. So go back and check for episode number 354 in iTunes, or you can read it or listen to it at quickanddirtytips.com. Tip number 3, remember your values. The holidays are the perfect time to set or remember your big picture financial goals and values. A great way to think about values is to imagine your life in the future. Think about life in 5, 10, or 20 years down the road. What do you need to accomplish between now and then to feel successful? Maybe you want to be retired in 20 years, or pay for a child's education within 10 years. Or be free of credit card debt within the next 5 years. Write down your goals and keep them close to you during the holidays to avoid making poor spending choices. You might also tape them to your bathroom mirror so you see them first thing in the morning. Tip number 4, maintain savings. Being in the holiday season is never an excuse to stop saving money. It's critical that you stay on track to achieve your financial goals. The end of the year is actually the perfect time to adjust your IRA or your workplace 401k contributions to make sure you put in as much as you can, up to the allowable annual limits. If you get a year-end bonus, you might elect to save a larger amount of it for retirement and bump up your total contributions for the year. Also, consider increasing your savings rate for the new year. For instance, if you're currently saving 3%, make a commitment to save 4% next year. Also, you can get ready for the next holiday season by setting up a separate bank account. You or your employer can set aside a percentage or a flat amount from each paycheck into that account so you can spend it on gifts next year. Tip number 5, practice gratitude. Thanksgiving has always been my favorite holiday. One of my ancestors sailed to America on the Mayflower and was one of the 53 pilgrims that participated in the first Thanksgiving feast. Every year, I remember those adventurous people who risked so much to have a better life. We do a pretty good job of being grateful around Thanksgiving, but we need to keep an attitude of gratitude all year long. Studies about gratitude have shown that it gives us many mental and physical benefits, including increased happiness, stronger relationships, reduced anxiety, better sleep, and lower blood pressure. Being grateful for what we have helps us focus on what's really important and in turn can nurture good financial habits. Consider starting each day with a moment of gratitude or ending it with an entry in a gratitude journal. This can keep you focused and in a good state of mind all year long, but especially during the often hectic holiday season. One of the most fun and least expensive ways to celebrate is to build memories by spending time with loved ones. Talk to your family and friends about what you want to get out of the holidays that you spend together. Don't be afraid to break tradition and try something new to save money and give you a more peaceful holiday season. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.